Governments are taking sides in this Syria violence. National orphan movements are growing in the former Soviet Union. And children are turning to Christ in response to VBS in Haiti. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Like kids in a playground fight, world leaders are taking sides over Syria, and a showdown is looming. The U.S. and U.K. lead a party of nations who say Syria used chemical weapons against its own people. Russia and Iran back the Syrian government, who blame rebel factions. No matter what happens next, Peter Howard of Food for the Hungry says one result is inevitable.
Any escalation of violence in the region, whether the U.S. is involved or not, just creates more sadness, more heartbreak, more loss of life.
FH helps churches in the region care for Syrian refugees.
Day in, day out, there's heartbreak over loss of life. And that's where the church can shine, as they bring the comfort and the hope that there is through our compassionate God. They're God's light in the region. So my prayer and hope is that the international church, the church in America, will come alongside the Syrian church and the Middle Eastern church as they reach out to their communities.
Next, college students are overcoming assault and adversity in Mosul, Iraq. Amid ever-increasing violence, Open Doors USA says universities are still holding classes. For Christian students, being inside school doesn't necessarily give them safety. Female students are getting threats because they don't wear a headscarf. Some were physically attacked for not wearing a veil. Pray students will be able to overcome the violence surrounding them. This is Mission Network News. The impact of the Russian ban on adoption isn't totally clear. According to Russian ministries, the implementation of the new law may not happen until next year, leaving a lot of kids in limbo. However, their partners in Russia, Ukraine, and Belarus are fanning the flames of adoption movements by national Christians in these countries. There are gospel opportunities, but as never before, there's a real need for prayer. Will you help? Our website has more information. Meanwhile, less than a decade ago, it would have been unthinkable to have access to the Bible in audio, text, and video on your cell phone, not to mention in over 700 languages. Well, that's the reality, as Faith Comes by Hearing and the Jesus Film are working together. Vice President of FCBH, Troy Carl, says the two groups are combining the two application interfaces. Confused? The end user won't be.
They just know I'm in the Gospel of Luke. I'm reading Luke chapter 7. And now I can also listen to Luke chapter 7. Oh, and I can watch it.
Carl says it brings scripture to life. This partnership will allow growth.
Bible is the name of the mobile application, also the website, bible.is, where all of the languages of the world that we've recorded have in text and audio available. We've now integrated Jesus Film media clips into all of those same applications.
It's available in multiple languages and platforms. We have a link to it at our website. And Vacation Bible School is about over, but it was a great season for Baptist Haiti Mission's work in Haiti. BHM's Ron Sparks tells us about one VBS program.
They had over 600 children that attended, and they had 158 of those children that accepted Christ as Savior. That's what Baptist Haiti Mission is all about.
Sparks says the gospel doesn't stop there.
We know, too, that those kids take that information back home. They share it with their brothers and sisters and parents, and so the good news spreads.
Will they fall through the cracks? Sparks says no.
This is connected and run and conducted through the churches. Whenever someone in the community is a new believer or a new family maybe comes to the area, they're quickly absorbed into the church fellowship.
Pray for and support Baptist Haiti's child sponsorship, education, church growth, and medical ministry. We have some suggestions at our website on how you can do that. Go to missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get the new Josh Wilson CD, Carry Me, when you support Mission Network News. When you give your best gift, you'll receive music that will remind you to wake up, be a light, and share Christ. Keep it or give it to a friend. Call 1-800-995-4828 to get your Josh Wilson CD or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.